I'm Tommy McNeil reporting U.S. President Donald Trump may have stopped the separation of children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border, but it will take some time to get the families back together. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
An official with the Department of Health and Human Services says reuniting the 2,300 children with their families won't happen right away. Robert Lopez with the Texas Civil Rights Project agrees, adding that up till now, the government hasn't been very cooperative when asked about the kids.
If we are able to reach out and confirm that they are in a foster center, they will not tell us where. In some cases, they will just sort of have the children labeled as canceled, so we won't even know if they've been released, are they returned to family, or where are they.
The current setup requires Homeland Security to turn the children over to Health and Human Services within 3 days. They then are taken to a temporary shelter before eventually being placed with sponsors. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russia wasted no time trying to exploit the U.S. decision Wednesday to withdraw from the U.N. Human Rights Council. It's put forth its own candidacy for a seat on the Geneva-based body. Russia previously served a term on the council but was denied re-election to the body in 2016 because of its indiscriminate bombing campaign of rebel-held cities in war-torn Syria and its support of the Syrian government of President Bashar al-Assad, which has been accused of widespread war crimes and gross rights violations. Planning is underway for a summit between United States President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to take place during Trump's visit to Europe next month. The two leaders could meet before the July 11 and 12 NATO summit in Brussels or following President Trump's visit to Britain 2 days later. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross faced tough questions during a Senate hearing Wednesday on the Trump administration's tariff proposals and actions. Senators on both sides of the aisle criticized the administration's rollout of the proposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Facing a bipartisan group of senators on Capitol Hill, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross defended the Trump administration's escalating trade battles with China and key American allies. VOA's Elizabeth Chernoff has more on the fallout.
Administration officials have said national security concerns prompted the decision, an argument that was sharply criticized by congressional lawmakers.
These tariffs do not support U.S. national security. Instead, they harm American manufacturers, damage our economy, hurt American consumers, and disrupt our relationship with our long-term allies.
At Wednesday's hearing, Secretary Ross acknowledged an increase in domestic steel prices, but said speculation and not tariffs was to blame.
VOA's Elizabeth Chernoff reporting. A week after President Trump proclaimed North Korea no longer posed a nuclear threat, his top military official cautioned there are new signs Pyongyang is not or is doing anything to denuclearize. Trump declared the threat of nuclear North Korea has ended June 13th, following a summit in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Some analysts say that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's reputation may not be damaged by a scandal involving his wife. Reuters' Sarah Charlton has more.
The wife of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was charged with fraud on Thursday over allegedly misusing state funds. An indictment charged Sarah Netanyahu, along with a government employee, of fraudulently obtaining more than $100,000. That money allegedly used to supply hundreds of meals from restaurants, which is prohibited if a cook is employed at the home. Israel's Justice Ministry released the indictment on Thursday, which charges Netanyahu with aggregated fraud and breach of trust.
That's Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. One of the highest-ranking U.S. church officials accused in a sexual abuse scandal has been removed from public ministry by the Vatican. Pope Francis ordered 87-year-old Cardinal Theodore McCarrick's removal Wednesday, pending further action that could include expulsion from the priesthood after the allegation was found to be credible and substantiated. McCarrick, known to be fluent in seven languages, was Archbishop in Washington, D.C. from 2000 to 2006. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has given birth to a baby girl. Prime Minister posted a picture on her Instagram page Thursday with her partner Clark Gayford and their newborn daughter. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.